This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing in the background right now is Topsy, Finally, Finally Indeed. Venture Family, as I did promise, I'm joined on the line by a phenomenal singer-songwriter. She is an award-winning, a multi-platinum and gold-selling artist with a new song out after a long break. You know, help me welcome on the line right now. She goes by the name of Topsy. Good afternoon, Topsy. How you doing?
Hi, King Bash. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. And how are you doing?
I'm awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's such a blessing to have you on the show. But can I officially welcome you back into the music scene?
Yes, you can.
I'm so excited. I mean, I saw, you've been, your content creating, but musically, we really did miss you, man. And it's been a couple of years. And I just want to find out from you, why the break from music?
Ah, man, I guess, you know, as the old cliche goes, it started with COVID. You know, COVID kind of made things a bit tough to be a full-on artist. And then from there, during my COVID break, I kind of really found another content creation. And I think that just kind of took over for a bit, but also kind of showed me that I'm still a creative outside of music. But I had to come back to my first love. So I am officially back and I'm very excited about it.
Now, speaking about your first love, right? I mean, what's the one thing you missed most about making music during your break?
I think definitely connecting with the people that support my music, especially live shows. I really love live shows. I love, you know, meeting the people that stream and download and play my music face to face. I love seeing people singing the songs back to me. It's really just so magical. So I think I missed that the most.
Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. Let's speak about the things you didn't miss at all, Topsy.
What I didn't miss? Yeah. I had the late nights. I'm not going to lie. Eesh. Like the late nights. Being on the road at crazy hours. But I guess we have to reach the people no matter what. So,
Most definitely. You have a new song that's out. Same place. How did you know, Topsy? How did you know that it's time to go back into the studio?
It just felt right. It really, really did feel right. And I mean, even though I wasn't releasing music for the past 3-4 years, I was in studio, you know, creating a lot of music. I've got so many bodies of work still that I worked on. But it just felt right. You know, it felt like it was time.
Timing was everything, right?
Timing is everything, absolutely.
Now, after the break, Topsy, was it easy for you, you know, to go back in studio? As you know, you're a creative. I mean, was it that easy? Is it like riding a bike? Like, okay, I know this, I got
absolutely
this.
Absolutely, it is. Wow. And I mean, to be very honest, like I said, like, I didn't really stop making the music. So I've been in studio since 2019. I've done some dope projects. I've done a joint project with Zynga that's coming out soon. I think I have like 2-3 albums worth of music that I've made for myself. So there's a lot of material. I didn't ever stop making the music. I just didn't really release it.
Wow. Talk about being in the background, literally. But when you're going to come out here, it's going to be fire, Mus. Yo, I can't wait for all that music.
That's the plan.
All right. Now, let's talk about this song, right? What does it mean for you? And what would you like, you know, for the listener to take from the song?
Yeah. I think I definitely wrote Same Place to kind of explain to the listener why I've been gone for so long. I think, you know, once you kind of stop being active in this industry, I think doubt creeps in. Yeah. And that was really what I was going through for the longest time, like self-doubt and imposter syndrome. Like, will they still like me? And, the musical scene changed a lot. Love being on the piano and what it's done for our country. But I also just didn't know what I would, like, look like in that genre, you know? So I had a lot of fears. And so Same Place basically just kind of speaks to that, like, the fear of being stuck in a space of not releasing music. And that was my same place. But I think it also just speaks to anyone who's going through whatever their same place looks like. And that could be like grief or addiction or, you know, toxic relationship. Whatever your same place is, I just wanted to write a song for people to to acknowledge that they're in a specific space, but, you know, they should just persevere and things will work out.
Oh, most definitely. I love that so, yeah. so much. And I mean, you just mentioned that, you know, you've been making music in the background. You like have an yeah. album or two.
Or three.
And I mean, since we have not had, you know, a body of work from you in a very long time, maybe can we mm-hmm. expect, you know, a drop of maybe an EP or an album very soon?
Definitely an album. I mean, I wouldn't leave for so long and then just come back with an EP. So I think people deserve an album. An album is coming out early next year. Mm-hmm. And it's basically 90% done. Like it's almost ready for you guys. So I'm very, very excited and like looking forward to it.
Any exclusives?
I can tell you, I can actually give you the exclusive what my album is called. You'll be the first to know.
Awesome beef. I'm gonna born. I'm ready. Okay. I'm gonna stop
it's
everything.
Called,
right now.
It's called Old Me, New Me.
Old Me, New Me.
Yeah, Old Me, New Me. But the new is like K-N-E-W, so the Old Me, New Me, but there's an Old Me and a New Me. So it's like a play on words, and I think it just speaks to, you know, my growth more than anything.
Wow. I'm so yeah. excited. I'm so excited. Any features that maybe you'd want to drop for us?
Oh, I think I'm still going to hold on to that one.
I was trying my luck,
Tubbsy.
I was trying my luck. But I can't wait for it to drop. Maybe we can, you know, when you do your radio tour, you can drop by and we can
Absolutely.
Have a chat about it. That will be great. It will be so, so great. I think I have something here because there's someone that wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me see. So, Letaba from Polokwane wants to know, were you nervous before putting music out after such a long time?
Yes, I still am. Like, right now, I'm still like, oh my gosh, have I really done it? I think as an artist, you never stop being nervous, you know, uh-huh. because your music is your creativity, and that's such a vulnerable thing to put out there. So you're always nervous. And if you're not nervous, then it means you don't care, you yeah. know, is what I always say. So. Yeah. I was super nervous. I think that's also why it took me so long to release. Even within my release right now, I'm still nervous, but I trust in God, and I'm comforted in knowing that I'm just a vessel for Him, yeah. and I'm leading up my purpose. So
Amen.
That's actually all that matters.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look. Before I let you go, I think I have so many questions to ask, but because of time, mm-hmm. I need to let you go. But is there anything maybe, Tapsi, that you'd like to say to your Limpopo fans as we wrap up?
I absolutely love my Limpopo fans. You guys have been riding me from day one. I love the fact that now with this new song, Same Place, I actually sing in Venda. Mm. And I think that's kind of like, you know, just me paying it forward to my Limpopo fans. It's actually got a bit of Tsonga as well. So, you know, I'm proudly South African and I always try my best to grow and learn. And, you know, I'm learning some Tsonga, I'm learning some Venda. I'm doing it for you guys. So
Amazing.
Through my music, you'll know that I love you. And I'm so grateful for still riding with me, even though the break has been long, but I'm back.
It's so yeah. funny because I have a message from someone in Venda and she's like, when is uh-huh. she coming to perform in my hometown in Venda? Because I just want to see her live performance. Man.
Tell them to book me. Yes.
I'm like, it's time. She said, what about her? She was tired of the night rides and the traveling and whatever, but I'm sure you're ready now. You're like ready to
I am ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Oh, yeah.
Tubbsy, thank you so much for taking your time to come and share with us, you know, about your
thank
music.
Thank you so
and
much for having me.
I really do appreciate yeah. you. All the best with your future endeavors, and I can't wait for you to come in studio.
I'm going to see you soon. Thank you so much, and I love every single listener. Thank you guys so much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.